أن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الكلام كلام الله، وأحسن الهدي هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل دلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، all praises due to Allah. We Lord Him, beseech help in Him, and in Him we seek forgiveness. And we seek the refuge of Allah from the mischiefness of our souls and the wrongdoings of all of our actions. Whomever Allah guides, no one will be able to lead him astray. And whomever Allah leaves to be left astray, it is because of some kufr, or some shirk, or some bid'ah that they have in their heart or in their actions. No one will be able to guide them. And I bear witness, standing on this minbar, publicly, without being forced, that there is nothing worthy of worship as an ilah, as a ma'bud, as a ma'luh, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness that Abu Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad ibn Abdullah al-Qurashi al-Hashimi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his abd and his rasul, his slave and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah. Fear Allah with the fear that is due to Allah to be feared with. And do not die except as Muslimun. O human being, fear your Lord who created you from one soul. And from that one soul, Adam, his mate, Hawa. From the two of them, countless men and women have been spread abroad in multitudes. Remember the wombs that bore you, keep the relations of family ties among you, for surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a raqib, or a watcher over you. O you who believe, fear Allah, and say that which is correct, La ilaha illallah. Allah will forgive you of your sins, and repair and restore all of your deeds and affairs for you. And whoever obeys Allah and His Rasul, صلوات ربه وسلامه عليه, then they have achieved the greatest of successes in this life and the next. As to what proceeds, surely the best speech is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Qur'an al-Majid. And the best guidance is the sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the worst of all affairs in this noble deen of al-Islam are newly invented matters. For surely every newly invented matter in this deen of al-Islam is an innovation. And every innovation is a going astray. And every astray is in the hellfire. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, he has informed us that it is a part of the perfection of the Muslim's Islam that they leave off those things that don't concern them. That it is a part of the perfection of the Muslim's Iman that they leave off those things that don't concern them. And when we want to perfect our Islam or our Iman, we should know that in the perfection of our Islam, we perfect our character. Because the two go together. The perfection of Islam will ultimately bring the perfection of our character. And it is impossible, and Allah knows best, that a person can have the perfection of their deen and have a bad character. This character, the akhlaq of Islam, is something that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to perfect. As he said, بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمَّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. In another narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used the wording, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتِمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I have only been sent to perfect the morals of the people. So we see from this narration from our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that one of the most important jobs that he has been sent to deliver to mankind, not the Muslim, but mankind, is to perfect the morals, the character, the behavior of the Muslim. And this is something among many things, aqidah being the first, that divides and separates, and that's the distinguishing factor between the people whom Allah calls أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ شَرُّ الْبَرِيَّةِ from the people whom Allah calls أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ. Those people who disbelieve in Allah, they are the worst of creatures, first of all because of their aqidah. And we are the best of creatures that walk on the earth, first of all because of al-aqidah. Not because you're Somalian, not because you're Egyptian, not because you're black or you're white, but because of your aqidah. And secondly, we are the best of people and they are the worst because we have character that is good. We have character that is impeccable. We have character that is clean. We have character that is pure. We don't lie. We don't cheat. We don't steal. We don't deceive the people. And we speak of those things that we have knowledge of. While the other people in their character, their akhlaq, they speak without ilm. They speak with knowledge that they don't have. They speak from ignorance. This, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, is one of the distinguishing factors between us and the kuffar, the mushrikun. That we are very careful of what we say and what we do. That we're constantly looking at how we behave. And our tongue goes with our jarawih. Our tongue goes with our limbs. And we can't separate the two. So it's important for us to perfect our Islam and our Iman, that we leave off all those things, ما لا يعنيه, those things that don't concern us. And that we should not be quick to delve into, to rush into things that are going to cause ourselves harm because we didn't have knowledge about it, or cause the Muslims harm. And we find a very beautiful story from the Sunnah of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he sent Al-Walid ibn Uqba ibn Abi Ma'it radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the messenger of the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he took those people, the Banu Mustalaq, he brought them to Islam, conquering them, walhamdulillah. So he sent Al-Walid ibn Uqba to them to retrieve the zakah from them. And when he sent them to get the zakah from them, he turned around, as one narration says, and he came back to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because before the Quran was revealed, before Islam came to those people, Walid ibn al-Uqba, he had a problem with the Banu Mustalaq people. So he sent Walid to get the zakah, and he turned around in the middle of the road, as the narration goes. And he told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on his return, those people didn't want to give you the zakat, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They refused to pay the zakat and they tried to kill me. And without knowing the whole story, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was admonished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this ayah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبْءٍ فَتَبَيَّنُوا أَن تُصِيبُوا قَوْمًا بِجَهَالَةٍ فَتُصْبِحُوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلْتُمْ نَادِمِينَ. O you who believe, when an individual comes to you of this type with any news, then verify it. This is something that the Muslims don't do today. That when news comes to them, when they go home to check their computers, they go look at their email, as soon as they get it, they run with it. Without tamhis, without tahqiq, they don't check to see if it's true. As soon as they turn on their TVs, which they shouldn't have anyway, and they should be throwing them out the window, they believe everything that they hear. As soon as they pick up the newspaper and they read the newspaper, they believe everything that they read. As soon as they get the telephone call and the person says, did you hear about this or you hear about that? They don't try to perfect their character and not cause the Muslims harm. They rush to transmit that information. When our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كَفَ بِالْمَرْءِ كَذِبًا أَن يُحَدِّثَ بِكُلِّ مَا سَمِعَ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ كَفَ بِالْمَرْءِ إِثْمًا أَن يُحَدِّثَ بِكُلِّ مَا يَسْمَعَ. It is sufficient for a person to be considered a liar or committed a lie that they transmit, that they convey everything that they hear. It is sufficient for a person to be considered committing a sin that they transmit everything that they hear. So Allah in this ayah, He corrected those Muslims of the past in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for not checking out the whole story. O you who believe, calling them by their iman, because you, me, we want to perfect our iman by way of the aqidah and then the character. O you who believe, when this type of individual comes to you with any information, verify it. Why? Two reasons. Number one, so that you won't harm the Muslims, so that you won't harm the people, so that you won't separate a man from his wife, from the kalam al-fadih, from the namima, from the ghiba, from the buhd, from the ifk, so that you won't separate a good brother from his good brother friend, a good sister from her good sister friend, so that you won't cause fitna and be remorseful. Number two, have nadama, have regret for that which you transmitted without having full knowledge. If you want to have good character, then yes, you should stay away from smoking the cigarettes after the salah in the parking lot. If you want to have good character, then yes, you should lower your gaze in front of the women. But if you also want to have good character, then you should keep your mouth shut, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, on the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, collected by Imam al-Bukhari wa Muslim, من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خير أو ليصمت. وفي رواية أو ليسكت. Whoever believes in Allah in the last day. And you notice that the Prophet ﷺ didn't say, whoever believes in Allah and the angels, or whoever believes in Allah and the books, or whoever believes in Allah and the messengers, whoever believes in Allah in the last day, trying to make you look, trying to make you think, can be. Whoever believes in Allah in the last day, let him or her speak good or be quiet. Don't be quick to say things, rushing in without knowing the whole story, because you might harm the people out of your ignorance, out of your foolishness, out of your zealousness, out of your over-enthusiasm, out of not checking out the whole picture. And then you have regret for what you did. Walhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. ونصلي ونسلم على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحابته أجمعين وبعد. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, it is extremely important that we be those type of people who are careful of what we say and what we do. This lisan, this tongue that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave all of us, it has some functions. And some of those functions that Allah gave us in this tongue are amazing. And one part of the tongue, there's a section that allows you to taste those things that are sweet. And another part of the tongue, there's a section that allows you to taste those things that are bitter. And another part of the tongue, there's a section that allows you to taste those things that are salty. But the entire tongue can either be for you or against you. In the next life, it might be sweet for you. Or in the next life, it might be salty for you. Or in the next life, it might be bitter for you. This tongue is an instrument that will get us either Jannah or land us in An-Nar. We should be very, very careful of this tongue. How many people have been sent headlong into the hellfire because of the tongue? How many people have been sent headlong into the Jahannam because of this tongue? We should be careful before we act. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has received the revelation of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told him, وَلَا تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Do not speak about Allah that which you do not know. How much more speaking about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that which we don't know, transmitting narrations that we're not sure about, and even more transmitting information about the Muslims without having the whole story. And we have another beautiful story, inshallah ta'ala, we'd like to present to you from the Sunan of Abi Dawood in the Kitab of Sawm, where Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, جاءت امرأة إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ونحن عنده فقالت يا رسول الله إن زوجي صفوان بن المعطل يضربني إذا صليت ويفطرني إذا صمت ولا يصلي صلاة الفجر حتى تطلع الشمس. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that while we were with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasleem and mazida, a woman came to us or to him alayhi salam, and she said, O Messenger of Allah, surely my husband, and then she named him. And we're very quick to find out the person's name when there's a problem. Who was it? What's her name? What's his name? We're very quick. Now you have the name. My husband, Safwan ibn al-Mu'attal, radiallahu anhu, he beats me when I pray. O you awliya, you guardians for these women, your sisters, your daughters, your nieces, you're in charge of them to give them in marriage. Would you give a man to a woman who is known, who is mashhur, for beating his wife? You would never do it. If you knew that man, even if he was from Somalia, you would never give that man to a woman who's known for beating his wife. Now this man, he's beating his wife because she makes salah. How much worse is that? And O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he prevents me from fasting. When I begin the fast, he makes me break my fast. And in addition to this, he doesn't pray until the Fajr has already risen. This man, if you listen to this side of the story without checking out the whole story, you would say this man is a zalim. He's a fajr. He's a fasiq. He's a mujrim. He's a criminal. He beats his wife for making salah. He doesn't let her fast. And he doesn't pray Salatul Fajr until after the sun has risen. No good this man is. So Safwan ibn al-Mu'attal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was mawjood in the story. He was there when she came. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him about what she said. Now we want to see the whole story, to see his side. He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Amma qawluha yadribuni ila sallaytu. He said, إِنَّهَا تَقْرَأُ بِسُورَتَيْنِ فَقَدْ نَهَيْتُهَا. O Messenger of Allah alayhi salam, she reads two surahs, and I have prevented her, prohibited her, proscribed from her. I don't allow her to recite two surahs, meaning she recites long recitations. Baqara, then Ali Imran, then Nisa, then Ma'idah, then An'am. She keeps going on and on and on. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Yawma idhin, لو كانت صورة واحدة لكفت الناس. If there was only one surah revealed, just one, meaning Al-Fatiha, that would have been enough for the people. وَأَمَّا قَوْلُهَا يُفَطِّرُنِي. As for her statement, O Messenger of Allah, the statement of my wife, he makes me break my fast. He said, فَإِنَّهَا تَنْتَلِقُ فَتَسُومُ وَأَنَا رَجُلٌ شَابٌ فَلَا أَصْبِرُ. O Messenger of Allah, she goes and she fasts. I'm a young man, I can't be patient, I want to have my wife. He said, لَا تَسُومُ امْرَأَةٌ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ زَوْجِهَا. يعني خارج شهر رمضان. It's not permissible for a woman to fast without the permission of her husband outside of Ramadan. وَأَمَّا قَوْلُهَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. As for her statement, لَا أُصَلِّي صَلَاةَ الْفَجْرِ حَتَّى تَتْلُعَ الشَّمْسِ فَإِنَّ أَهْلُ الْبَيْتِ قَدْ عُرِفَ لَنَا ذَاكِ لَا نَكَادُ نَسْتَيْقِذُ حَتَّى تَتْلُعَ الشَّمْسِ. O Messenger of Allah, my people are very known. My people are known, my tribe, my workers, they're known here in the city. We are the ones who stay up all night. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning. While all of you are sleeping, we go to the wells, we bring the water, so that when you wake up, you can make wudu, you can make ghusl, you can have water to drink. We're the ones who do that. And then, right before the fajr comes, we go to sleep. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا اسْتَيْقَظْتَ فَصَلِّي. When you wake up, then pray. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, this story is عظيمة جدا. هذه قصة عظيمة ونفيسة. This is an important story. This is a precious story. Why? It's because we see that there's always another side. There's always another side to the story. That it is important for us to look at every single angle before we make a statement or before we make an action. And if we don't do that, then we might be regretful for what we have said or what we have done. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to perfect our character. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those people whose tongues are in the scission between the jaws. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put some shackles on us and keep us away from the haram and the fawahish. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put us on the closest proximity to our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his majalis on yawm al-qiyamah. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina wa sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam wa aqim as-salah.